about some poetry now. All month, because April is National Poetry Month and we like to celebrate, we've been asking you to send us poems via Twitter. That means your original poems of 140 characters or less using the hashtag NPR Poetry. And they are so good! And they are about everything. Nature, relationships, potatoes, male pattern baldness. That actually was a favorite from last week. This being an election year, how could we not get some poems about politics? Like this one from Carlo Tobuada from Dallas, Texas.
I did not start it. Famous words of toddlers and men seeking office.
Now the poems are short, so they go by really fast. So let's hear it again.
I did not start it. Famous words of toddlers and men seeking office.
And what was the inspiration?
The inspiration comes from the exchange between Donald Trump and Anderson Cooper. I follow closely politics and, like everybody else, has been fascinated with this current presidential nomination race that's been going on. So I've decided to write a haiku about it.
Thanks for the poem, Carlo. Another fun one that caught our eye comes from Michael Gowan in Lincoln, Illinois.
That one time I wore my V-neck sweater backwards. You could have told me.
We figured there was probably a backstory on this one.
I was attending a Christmas party back in December and put on a V-neck sweater that morning. It wasn't until I got home that I realized my sweater was on backwards and had been all day. So I visited with dozens of people at the party and no one either noticed my sweater was backwards or, if they did notice, no one mentioned it.
We feel your pain, Michael. We feel your pain. So let's relive the humiliation one more time.
That one time I wore my V-neck sweater backwards. You could have told me.
Well, if you have a poem, embarrassing or otherwise, we'd like to hear it. You can tweet us your original poetry with the hashtag NPR Poetry throughout the month of April, and maybe we'll call you to read it for us on the program.